line up while we talk with Mr. Mike Brennan, who is a regular visitor to our show at this time every week. He's the editor of MI Tech News. And Mike, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Foster.
Mike, why don't you share a little bit about what MI Tech News is for people who may not have heard that before?
Well, it's a lot of things. It's turned into a much bigger portal site than when I started 15 years ago. And we have a number of content partners, including the Engineering Society of Detroit, IT and the Digital Divas, you guys, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the list goes on and on. We have audio. Soon we're going to have video. I'll tell you about that deal later off air. But it's really moving fast. However you want to get your tech news, we can deliver it in any of the mediums that you like.
I love it. Mike, let's talk about some of the headlines here to give people kind of an idea of what we've got going here. I see one headline says that engineers and computer aces rate high in a new survey of jobs that are available out there.
Yep, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, and computer scientists, according to the American Society of Employers, who actually surveyed a lot of very large employers, and they're all saying that these are really in demand, and then the non-technical bachelor degree types that also were in demand was business, administration, accounting, and human resources. So lots of good stuff there.
Now, the other thing I saw, and I know, isn't it Comic-Con is going on this weekend, I believe?
Yeah, big tie-ups on the freeways. Lots of people going.
Yeah.
Today and tomorrow.
Shane Hamlin, who is one of the our hosts here as well, is very much involved in that. Yep. And you had
the Showplace Center.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. You've got Toyota is going to be showing a SpongeBob SquarePants Toyota Highlander at that Motor
City.
Actually,
the Sienna minivan, because last year they brought Highlander. This year they're going with the Sienna minivan. But like Gary was saying, they're expecting 50,000 people to come to Suburban Collection. And it's really pop culture. You're going to have some TV stars there, former TV stars, lots of merchandise, science fiction, you name it. It's all there. But it's a lot of folks. So.
And another headline I see here is Hiveland wins the Ann Arbor Sparks Best of Boot Camp. What's the boot camp to start with?
Well, the boot camp is a training session that lasts over several days, and they bring in some experts, and they work real closely with entrepreneurs, beginning entrepreneurs, to teach them how to do business plans and more importantly, pitches, because pitches is what you need to get that down really cold to get money for your business.
Hiveland is kind of fascinating all in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to look that one up because I read that and I went, what? And it's a platform that lets farmers communicate with beekeepers, and you go, okay. But what it is a lot of farmers have these hives set up, but they're not, you know, experts in beekeeping, so they bring in the pros from Dover through this the communications channel. I thought that was kind of cool, actually.
Very important, I imagine, for the fruit growers.
The online world is all abuzz.
Very good.
Boom. Where's the
rim? One of those bee movies.
The rim, where are the rim shots when we need them? Well, folks, you hear, this is kind of a wide variety of the type of topics that you'll see that Mike handles every week at MI Tech News. And the best news about all of this is, if you're interested in these kind of topics and some of the other things he's been talking about, you get access to that absolutely free. All you need to do is to go to internetadvisor.net and click on the subscribe now button, which is down below the smiling faces of our tech folks who are waiting here to answer your questions. And just click on that, put your email address in, and you're on your way to receiving it. Every Friday, you'll get a whole list of not just these titles, but things that are happening on a national level and a state level. If you're interested in entrepreneurial things, you name it, he's got it, along with all the audio resources and a surprise video resource coming soon. All that for nada, zero, zip, nothing. Mike, it's good to have you with us, and we look forward to be with you next week as well.
Thanks, guys. I look forward to it.